Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here on the KNC... Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
Ooh-wee!
There it is. That is the ooh-wee from Mr. Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
My apologies for yelling, Alec. We got this thing rolling out here in Bedford. It is Taco Bueno, 1528 Brown Trail. Thank you so much, Tolos, for being out here with us. We appreciate all of you. As the Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Aiden and sometimes Carter, one time Alec, two times Kevin, three times me, Mr. There's a lot of people on that show, all right? There's just a lot of people, CA, that make their way onto the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
But as they like to say, you're appreciated.
You're appreciated.
Thank you, Tolos, for being out here with us today. You know what, guys? We did yesterday, I do believe, Kevin. It was the player that you did not expect to be as good as they've been this year. And Solomon Thomas was my vote. I know Javonte Williams and Pickens got a lot of love there. Now, just because of balance. Look, we're not a always positive, not always negative show. All right, but we're going to balance this thing out. Although Jerry did take a little shot at Kevin this morning, and he was like, look, if you spend your whole life in negativity, God has a way to come back.
You might get your voice back. Can't believe he can still talk. Shots fired.
But it is the Cowboys player who has been worse than you anticipated this year. Look, we had high expectations for certain guys. Sometimes they have not lived up. So, Kevin, I'm going to let you start this one off. You can just say the name if you'd like to, and then we can move on from there, depending on how your throat feels.
I think I'd have to go with Trayvon Diggs or Tyler Guyton then. Those would be my two.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs, the simple fact, CA, that when we went out to camp,
mm-hmm.
I watched him working out, and I was like, dang, he is working his butt off. Like, they're putting him through it right now. And I was kind of concerned a little bit about where he was conditioning-wise at that point. But then by the end of it, I was like, okay, he's doing this because he needs to be in shape. He's still recovering from the injury. He needs to be in shape, so that's what they're putting him through. Then they showed him laying on the ground, and I was like, look, I watched him. He was working hard. That's why he's laying on the ground. And then as things have gone on, it seems like the Cowboys are like, no, he wasn't in football shape. That's what we're hearing. Those are some things.
The thing that's so crazy about Trayvon is it's we just don't really know what to think about anything
Mm-mm.
with him for this season,
no.
And primarily because he was not supposed to be ready by the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I'm going to be ready. And I was working out on my own. Remember, they fined him $500,000 in the offseason because he wasn't working out at the facility. Mm-hmm. Like the fine print said at the facility.
Right.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been working out. I'm going to be back ahead of the schedule. And then he's out there, and we already know Eberflus's system is not what they had been playing for years. All those guys have been playing mostly Dan Quinn defense. And then Mike Zimmer got in his system a little bit. Then he said, you know what, let me get some more Dan Quinn stuff for these guys because that's what they do. And since then, he's been concussed and questionable. And it's like, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's the system. I don't know if they want him back next year. I have no idea. All I know is it's a riddle. So he's not the most – what was the name of the question?
Disappointing. The worst than you anticipated for
this
year.
He's not the one, because I didn't expect him to be back this soon.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I really just, I was like, huh, he's ready. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see what he does.
Yeah.
We need him. I want to see him and Bland at the same time for
yes.
One of those rare
occasions. I have a theory that I've been running out there is that they don't like each other, and that's why they have never played on the same field together at the same time. Nobody's proven or disproven that theory, so it's still up in the air at the moment.
Yeah, they just kind of talk together.
Yeah, but I mean, I always take that back, though. Was it Kevin Smith and Dion? Whenever we had oh my gosh, we're about to have the two best cornerbacks in the league.
And then Pup got hurt.
Yeah, immediately, and you're like, dang.
And that's when Larry Brown came in.
Yes, he did.
And wound up winning the Super Bowl MVP.
Man.
But my most disappointing player, and I don't know if it's his fault or not, but it's Donovan Wilson. Dono. And the reason I say that is because, I mean, he's such a great guy. They named him a captain for the season on the defense. And he is a great guy, and he's a really good player.
An intense player, too.
And so, don't get me wrong, he's not Demarion Overshown. But that would be a great tandem, right, whenever they can. And then all of a sudden, he's out there playing in zones, which is not his strength. Mm-hmm. His strength is attacking. He can stop the run. He can snuff out a quarterback every now and then, pressure the quarterback. It's not like he doesn't belong out there in space. He's not – He's a safety, but he's more of a head on a linebacker. He's like a linebacker light, the way Dan Quinn used to use him. So I'm looking at him going, oh, my God. And, you know, people being out of position is usually because Bland or Diggs thought that Donovan Wilson was back there.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, that's where they were saying, well, it's about communication. It's not about the system. It's about the communication. I'm like, I don't know what to think, but it's disappointing for me because I think he's a really good player, and I don't know if it's the system or if the system exposed him.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that can always be the deal when you're not Kevin, if you can do me a favor here, Donovan Wilson is a wrestler who flies, hits hard, exciting, gives you all this, but he's not complete. He's not complete.
He doesn't know how to lock up to start.
Yeah. So who's that wrestler? Who's the one that you're like, all these qualities, but just there's one thing that he's not complete as a wrestler? Maybe one of the
question.
Hardy brothers. I don't know. You're the wrestling
guy. I bet
guy.
Alec knows if you can't say it.
Yeah. So that's what I think.
It's not
of.
John Cena, by the way. Welcome back to John Cena.
I mean, obviously, I would say Jeff Hardy.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously, one of the Hardys there. So that's interesting. And you know what? I don't know if the defense exposed him, or if they just didn't know how to. I don't think Eberflus knew how to use any of these guys.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Rob Ryan was here, and for some reason he had DeMarcus Ware playing in space instead of going after the quarterback. It's like, what is he doing?
Not what he's best at.
You let him go after the quarterback. He had him backing up. It's like, what the hell is DeMarcus? Lawrence, but DeMarcus, where's backing up for? He's supposed to be going headhunter.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the – I go back to this. It was Bill Belichick, and it was Tom Brady. And Tom Brady was talking about Belichick, and he was like, I think this is true in every sport.
Mm-hmm.
This coach never asks me to do things I can't do.
Right.
And whenever he does ask me to do things I can't do, either he's telling me that I don't fit in his system and he doesn't want me anymore, or he's challenging a young player to go add something in the off season. But don't ask me to do it in the middle of a season or before a season if you know I can't.
See, this is why I actually think, because of these two traits, and there's a lot of, you know, Cowboy fans that tell us, I don't know, man, I've never heard of these guys. I think there are more Eberflus guys, and I think you're going to see the impact. And Quinnen Williams is just for real. In other words, I've always wanted this guy, this kind of guy in the middle. Way back when, I used to say, we need Aaron Donald. Go up to get Aaron Donald. And then he got real good at the senior
bowl.
We
got Zach Martin. That was fine.
But I was saying at the time, I said, we need that big butt, 350-pound, run stuff in, you know, one technique, three technique. Bottom line was, you need somebody to make something happen in the middle. Then I was saying, let's go get Vita Vea. I've been saying this stuff for years. I said, go up to get him. They never would do any of those things, and now we've got that guy. So I'm like, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I was. Aaron Donald was a wrecking ball in the middle of that. Vita Vea is, he's not similar because he's a tree stump also. You're not moving him, but he can get upfield
too. He can make plays.
He can be a playmaker. Quinnen Williams has a lot of those great qualities. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited.
I just think they just overlooked the position with Rob Marinelli.
They never
evaluated
it.
Way back then.
And they've done that over history with Parcells, with coaches that have come in. They've taken little pieces that I think, Kevin, they thought, this is coupon value right here. Hey, what he just said, I can always rely on, well, we don't value
that. Did you just call them a Walmart great value
sometimes,
player?
Yeah. Sometimes they're just
great
like,
value.
We will not value this position because that coach told us he doesn't, so why should you?
Is and Osa on your list?
My list, Osa's on it, but my list is Terrence Steele 1. And that's because I've been waiting for that – okay, I had the injury, and I had the bad season or the season after the injury. Now let me show you. And Terrence Steele's pass protection has not been good. His run blocking is still very good. That is something that, like, that's one of the benefits. He might be the best run blocker on the team. He's your best run blocking tackle for sure. But his pass protection has not been good at all. And I anticipated him taking another step from the injury, and I haven't gotten that yet. So that's why he is there.
Yeah, my theory is he misses his best friend, big brother, Zach Martin.
Yeah.
Because Zach Martin was perfect on his left side,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't have to work. In fact, maybe that covered up some of Terrence Steele's flaws.
Could have.
Follow what I'm saying? And I also knew this. Remember he had this one great year, and he got the big contract? And then they say, oh, he's a swing tackle. I was like, no, he's not a swing tackle.
He's a right tackle.
He's just a right tackle. So I don't know if that slowed down his growth, but he's just not what everybody expected.
I will say, like, we pointed out the stat on Booker this morning. Booker's been a relatively good surprise.
Yeah.
But as a rookie, I can't ask him to have a leash on his right tackle, who's a veteran.
Right.
You know, he's a rookie that's learn his job, do that, and then those two work together.
And by the way, people also conveniently forget, Booker's following a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't expect perfection from that spot because that was Zach Martin. Expect very good from a rookie because this guy has all the intangibles and has showed up most of the time.
You know, and Jesse Holly, I think, was the first person that said this. That I remember, I know I've heard it a lot of other places, but you don't want to be the guy replacing the guy. And Booker said, I'm fine doing that. I'm perfectly okay being the guy replacing the guy. From the 858, Brandon Aubrey.
You talking about Butter?
Is underperforming simply because he hasn't kicked a 70-yarder yet.
And he oh, my goodness.
Cosign.
Yes.
But hold on.
In other words, was that somebody from the front office saying we're not going to pay him his money?
They put Aubrey out there to kick a 68-yarder, and he missed it completely. So I don't even trust him to kick a 68-yarder.
He's also missed an extra point. Yeah. That's another $1 million.
Yeah, so why do we
take
even
that
want,
off the
count? We might need to look into trading this guy. No, I'm just joking. I'm not begging him to go out there and do much. I feel like the Cowboys offense needs to do so much. The Cowboys offense needs to score. And Brandon Aubrey needs to be a weapon whenever it's time, but not always. And that's a problem that this Cowboys team is when they get to midfield, they're like, we can get three. I want seven.
We need seven, especially because the defense, you can't trust it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other thing about Butter, they better not F around and find out with his money. They need to pay him exactly what they're paying Dicker the Kicker with the Chargers, who went to UT, and I've always liked Dicker the Kicker because I thought he should have been a Cowboys kicker way before Butter got here. And then even the kid from Kansas City, I mean, he's getting the most money, but you at least got to match what Dicker the Kicker's getting.
Kevin, I did want to dive in. From the 858, what about Osa? He was making plays last year. I feel like he's hardly heard his name this year. It's almost like he just gotten buried in the D-line. And we've asked Steven about that. I believe we asked Jerry about the production, too. And I'm not saying that they were overtly excited about it or down on him at all. And I think that they kind of look at it as, no, he's doing his job and those things.
Osa,
I expected more.
I think Osa would agree with you.
Yeah. We talked to Osa before the season. We sat down with him at training camp. And we even talked to his agent, too. Here's the thing, talking to him and his agent, is with the potential absence of Michael Parsons. Because Michael wasn't gone at that time.
Right.
Michael was still here. And so at that time, I was like, hey, you know, who is that defensive voice? And both him and his agent were like, it's Osa's time. Mm-hmm. Osa didn't say it's Osa's time. All right, he's not talking in the third person or whatever, first person. But he says,
I can handle
it. He was like, it's Osa's time. But he was like, yeah, no, this is a really, now that DeMarcus Lawrence is gone, this defensive line needs a voice. But he also, I remember him saying, but I'm not the kind of person to stand up. I'm the kind of person to lead by example. And I quite honestly just do not believe that always gets the job done. Somebody's got to talk.
Yes.
Somebody's got to point out to the other guys.
And you got to have credibility.
Somebody's
got to talk. That was about me.
No, you're right.
Like a Jerry Jones shot.
You have to have the credibility. You have to do the work.
You do. You
feel like you can't tell people they're not doing their job if you're not doing yours perfectly. And that's the thing is, but somebody has to be pointing to the other guys. Go back to that Charles Haley story.
Yep.
When he stood up and pointed to every single dude in that locker room and was like, this is what the Niners think of you. And how are you going to come up with the way to get to over the top against them? And I don't think that they have that voice in there, and I figured it would be Osa.
You know, it might have been Osa, but at the same time, you got a new defensive coordinator. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not on the same page, but they're installing different things. So just like you're looking at the secondary not being the secondary that you know, the defensive line is not the defensive line that you're used to because they have different tasks, different calls. And even though Osa's a veteran, but at the same time, he's learning too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not winning and your defense is like the liability ranked in the 30s, 31, 32, 30.
Yeah, it's in like everything. Yeah.
Who's, I mean, if Tank Lawrence was there, maybe he says, this is what we need to do because he's been the one doing.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
And then maybe they're 26, 23.
Yep.
Instead of 32.
Well, maybe that'll get him to the wild card, right?
Maybe it will. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to talk with Dallas Stars broadcaster, Emmy Award winner, and DuckTales enthusiast, Brian Ray, next in the Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much. I'm over here, like, offering medicine to people that's unlabeled bottles. Do you want some Advil, Kevin? Yes or no? All right. I gave him all the Advil I could the other day anyway. We are live from Taco Bueno in Bedford, 1528 Brown Trail, and we are happy to be here. Mr. Chris Arnold is by my side as well.
Got you down.
As Kevin is, he's struggling today. Tolo's out there, 877-881-1053. You let us know. What do you think Kevin can do to heal his throat?
He needs some Robitussin.
Yeah, some Tussin. Put some Tussin on it.
Put some purple drink. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, hey, trust me. I think it helps. From the 817, and I think we're okay with this. CA, have you ever Tolo Go? Do you know what Tolo Go means? So Tolo Go is turn what? It on, leave it on, get it on. All right, and so
I heard you guys.
This
talking
is
about that
this
yesterday.
Has been a thing that we've been kind of really, you know, the Tolos are pushing it, not us.
How do the Tolos text in if they're Tolo going?
With their hand in their phone,
or is it auto? You know,
they can voice to text.
Voice text.
Yeah, there's a voice to text that definitely could be ready to roll. So,
do they delete certain words while they're auto? Most texting?
Not always, but right now it is time to turn our attention to our friend and Dallas Stars broadcaster, Emmy Award winner and DuckTales enthusiast, and also laugher of people who swallow flies. It is Brian Ray. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Hey, B.
The conversations that you guys have right before I come on your show every time, and the
time.
Hard left turn into a brick wall that it takes to get to hockey, it's a talent. I really got to give you guys credit. It's a serious talent. How are we doing today, fellas?
Oh, doing fantastic, yeah. Brian. And you know what? I gotta give you a lot of love too for the talent that you have, keeping it all together whenever Seve swallows the fly. You did a wonderful job there. The work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Work you guys do. I really enjoy y'all's post game show and how y'all break it all down, man. It's wonderful stuff.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, especially with us trying this new format this season. But the fly thing, that has never happened in my career, in Sevy's career. That might be the most favorite segment that I've done with him in a long time. Just to watch him nearly croak off his chair. That was one of the funniest things I've ever encountered in my broadcast career.
When the fly
get to the fly.
Tell us the story. How the fly just happened to get there.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not in charge of the bug spraying element of our Stars coverage, but I do know, like, when Bob Stern was filling in and mm-hmm. there was like a random fly that, but like, you know, I don't know, it's a room and every now and then, you know, an insect gets in there. But Sevy said the fly was sitting on his computer keyboard and he went to sweep it away the way we all do when a fly lands. And then it magically took a U-turn right in his mouth. And then he said it was there, and it you know what? It wasn't going out, and it wasn't going down. It was fighting for its life, and then that got him choked up. And now I'm sitting here going, how am I supposed to feel when, you know, he basically went Encino Man, right? When Brendan Fraser eats the fly and Pauly Shore goes, meet group. Like, we basically had an Encino Man moment with Brent Severn last night. It was fantastic.
Oh, on the same fly story, I kid you not. The Cowboys' last game, Monday Night Football, Dak sitting in the media room area where he's doing taking questions, and a fly landed on his head, the first question. And I'm looking at this fly on Dak's head, and I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Dak's being very serious about this loss, and there's a fly sitting on his head. The fly did not go in his mouth, but it did stay there the entire question and answer and then softly flew away.
Well,
grace.
I think Dak would understand and agree. There are way worse ways to get stuck on the SportsCenter not top 10 list.
Right.
So if it's going to be a fly on the head, I would take the fly on the head over some other things that have occurred. I think Dak understands that.
Yes, yes.
Brian, the other night on the post, first off, amazing hair. That's what I was telling my wife. I was like, just look at this hair. It's amazing. But then y'all were talking to Rope, and you asked him kind of, you know, what was different. He said they had everybody did maybe different things while they were there. What did you ever get any more information on some of the other things they did to prepare for the game against Ottawa?
I did not, because they've been in Montreal, and obviously we're working here out of Dallas. It just goes to show, it doesn't matter what athletes say when they tell you they don't read about this stuff or they don't notice this stuff. They had not won in Ottawa in 8 years.
Yep.
And a bunch of them changed their routine. I mean, that's as bold Durham of a situation that you could come up with. And it worked. Like, honestly, it worked. So I don't know if you maintain that routine moving forward or if you go back to the way things were, but they clearly had to get some voodoo in Ottawa to get a win out of there. And it looked dicey for a little bit, but they got it done.
Yeah, they were breathing through their eyelids, that's for sure. Now, the Stars power play has a goal in 7 straight games. Do you feel like this is a Gullickson-Neil Graham combo from a coaching perspective?
It's both. So if you look at the Stars power play, and Neil Graham is the one who runs it, like, look at the players from a hockey sense that he gets to play with. Like, he has Johnston, Rantanen, Heiskanen, Hintz, Robertson, you know, Sagan gets in there. Matthew Shane's been injured. So he, first of all, has some pretty remarkable personnel to play with. And then the other thing, and they actually did talk about it on the broadcast last night. So the next time you're watching the Dallas Stars on the power play, if you watch the other team, they call it the diamond. And it's a formation, and it looks exactly like a diamond. The 4 players on the ice on the opposing side, they line up in a diamond formation. And it's something that's been very effective against the Dallas Stars in previous seasons, and it's a trend that's catching on in the NHL, because it essentially takes away what they call the seam pass or a cross-ice pass, you know, one side of the ice to the other. The Stars' power play, if you watch the goal they were able to score against Montreal last night, through puck movement and just some slight shifting of players, you want to get the diamond to move. Just one or two players to shift in, even in the slightest direction. But if the diamond can move or expand just a little bit, that opens up the space in the middle of the ice. And so that's how Wyatt Johnston scored the power play goal. So I think, for as good as the personnel has been, there's also been this philosophy of how do we shift and how do we move to get the diamond to break out of its diamond formation. And I'm going some hardcore X's and O's here on you. It's a little new. But, you know, if you're a casual hockey fan, this is just an interesting thing to look at. The next time the Stars are on the power play, see if there's a diamond formation by the other side. And you're trying to essentially open up or get that diamond to shift its shape a little bit. And then that creates a passing lane somewhere to try and create something.
You mentioned breaking the losing streak in Ottawa. Meanwhile, Montreal, it's a whole different story. They win their 4th straight, but they win their 7th straight in that building. They had lost there since 2018. Is there any logical rationale on how the Stars are so dominant in that building, no matter what kind of lineup they bring out?
Last night, no. I was shocked to see that kind of game and that type of result. Yeah. Over the last 4 or 5 years, Montreal's been a bottom half of the league team or a bottom of the barrel team. They were going through a rebuild. So you never want to call it, you know, guaranteed 2 points, but that's a team that's at the lower end. This year's a lot different. Montreal has been blowing teams up offensively, and Seve and I both thought that this was going to be a little bit of a run-and-gun situation, and even when the Stars went up, you know, 1-0, 2-0, we thought, all right, Montreal's going to have an answer here, and it just never happened. That felt like one of those games that every now and then in any sport, a game gets away from you for no reason. Freak bounce, bad night, awful luck, whatever. And that felt like a game last night where two things happened at the same time. Things got away from Montreal a little bit, while the Dallas Stars seemed to find their best game of the season and built it over the course of the first two periods, and it just ran away from Montreal. So I don't have a great explanation from last night. I was as shocked as you guys were to see a result like that. Previous years, it's because Montreal's been a team that's been rebuilding and trying to work their way up. But last night, that surprised me.
Yeah, that was a beatdown, 7-0. And by the way, shout out to Casey DeSmith. What, his first shutout of the season? Can you talk about how he was playing with gold?
first shutout of the season. He had one, and he had two of them last year with the Stars, 13th of his career. And his last couple of starts, he has been phenomenal for Dallas.
Dallas Stars broadcaster Brian Ray joined us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. He started off slow, but lately Miro has been fantastic. We were discussing yesterday kind of the gravity that he kind of pulls people to because he is such a capable scorer, but then also he's set the table for other people. Is he able to be as offensively productive right now because of his blue line partner, Essa?
That's a good point. That's probably part of it because Essa Lindell is such a security blanket. So it probably does give Miro a little more freedom to consider being more aggressive on the offensive end. The biggest thing for me is I just think, you know, you guys mentioned the Stars power play earlier. When you look at all the players that are on that power play, Miro Heiskanen doesn't have to be the guy or the one or two guys that leads it. All he has to be is a distributor. Keep the puck in at the blue line, hand it off to Rantanen or chip it down low to somebody else, and then let the Stars go to work. And when you have a simplified role like that, sometimes it's easier to get points, you know, in a power play situation. And then I think it's very similar at the Stars 5-on-5 play. With some of the personnel they've had, Miro, they're trying to get him to be a little more aggressive. And when I say that, seeing him push further below the face-off dots in the offensive zone. You know, he's so great for the first 75% of the ice, and he's so committed to defending. Can you get him to add a little more greediness to his game offensively at 5-on-5 and maybe jump up further, you know, below the face-off dots in the offensive zone? I think he's starting to do that a little bit more. But for me, it really just goes back to I think offense is almost simpler for him because of the different options Dallas has had and because of how impactful Mikko Rantanen can be with the offense flowing through him. Miro, he just has to be more of a distributor, and he doesn't have to take anything else beyond that into his own hands. And, I mean, it's why he's racking up assist after assist after assist. I mean, all these points are coming on assists. So, you know, and you know, we were talking about the Cowboys earlier. Sometimes with some of the playmakers that Dak has had in his career, you don't need a 40-yard bomb. Make a 10-yard pass to one of your wide receivers, let them break a tackle, and get the other 30 yards for you. It still counts as a 40-yard pass, you know? So sometimes if you can simplify your offensive role a little bit, it can still lead to points the way it has for Miro. That's really what I think it's been this year.
Did you just say Jason Robertson and Wyatt Johnston could be like George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
Like it.
Let's see, as a hockey guy, I know CD. I'm not going to say it myself saying I know much about George. Okay?
But George is a big play guy, too. And he's young. Just like White Joe.
See, you guys can fill me in on what's going on with the Cowboys, and I can come back to you guys with the hockey stuff. It's a mutual sharing agreement here.
So tell me this real quick. Okay, out of this four-game winning streak, who's been the most consistent? In other words, you know, some guys step up their game or they've found some things and figured some things out. But during this four-game win streak, who's been the guy that's been like, oh, he's been solid the entire way?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rantanen. if you watch 96 for the Stars as a casual fan, first of all, he's just physically imposing. You look at him, you're like, why does this guy look thicker than everybody else on the ice? Like, it's
'cause he is.
It's weird. he's a big dude. Like, he's a huge dude without the pads on. But if you just watch him when he has the puck, he looks like he's in full control of everything that's going on around him in a 6-foot radius. When he's on the rush and has the puck, he could dangle somebody or make some quick little shift, and all of a sudden he's got a scoring opportunity. It may not go in, but every time he's on the ice, it feels like you notice him above every other player. And it, the puck seems to find him, is the old cliche that we use. He's just one of those guys that the puck is always finding him. And so the points are there consistently, but all these little plays he's making and how the puck consistently finds him, he's been the most consistent forward for the Dallas Stars so far. And I'm saying this as Wyatt Johnston is on like a 95-point pace, which is hilarious to think about. But it's 96, and it should be 96. He's getting paid $12 million a year because of what he can do.
I know what you're saying, though, Brian. I was talking to Kevin after the Ottawa win the other day, and it did have this look that there was some play on the board that Rantanen just shoved a guy off of him. And I was like, that's the physicality. That I'm like, look, he was just like, get away. I need to make my own space here. And I think it was about the last minute and 45 when I thought they were going to put one away there and get the win. But I saw that. I see that with Mikko, and it is a joy to watch. Can you explain Robertson's heater that he's on right now? How's that all happening the way it is?
So I've got to give full marks to my partner, Brent Severin, who I think has figured something out. So if you guys ever want to go down a hockey nerd rabbit hole, which I completely don't blame you if you don't want to, it's what I do. The analytic tracking site for the NHL is called NHL Edge, and it's public. It's available to everybody.
Oh, this is going to be trouble for guys like me and Kevin, I promise.
Jason Robertson, in his last 40-goal season, had 19 mid-range goals. That's the label, mid-range. And it's roughly the area from the top of the faceoff circle to the faceoff dot in the offensive zone. That whole area across the ice. Last year, he had 9. Seve and I are starting to wonder, is that the sweet spot for Jason Robertson, just the way he can shoot the puck as quick as he gets it off, the whatever it does in the air that messes with goaltenders, but is that mid-range area that sweet spot for him? And if you look at the goal he scored against Ottawa, it's in that mid-range zone between the faceoff dot and the top of the circle. Yeah, if you look at the goals he scored, if you look at the second goal he scored last night after he buried the first one, it's a mid-range goal from the top of the faceoff circle. Is there something in that part of the ice that, for whatever reason, it thrives for what Jason Robertson does with the puck? And that's all of a sudden something that I'm now paying way more attention to moving forward. So I'm wondering if he can start shooting more in that piece of the offensive zone, do we start seeing these pucks go in a lot more for Jason Robertson?
That's fascinating, and I don't know if that's a coach thing or the player person. Like, he's like, oh, man, I got to get back to this. It reminds me of Full House whenever Uncle Jesse realized he could shoot a 3 from one spot on the court,
Jesse.
He just kept shooting over and over from that spot.
But also,
CA, go back to Dirk's career. And Brian, I don't know how much you know about Dirk's career, but he was an elbow guy.
He would get
that corner by the free throw on the elbows, and he would just pour it in from there because he loved that space.
God, you're right. So mid-range jumper. You could probably call it the mid-range jumper is the equivalent of Jason Robertson's mid-range goals.
I like that.
If you're looking for some crossover.
Speaking of basketball and hockey, the Stars are back home tomorrow night taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. Dallas versus Philadelphia. Can you give us a preview?
It's the Stars and the Flyers in a hockey game. How does that work for a player? No, you know what? There's a player on Philadelphia named Yeah, you did. It was hey, let's have some fun here, boys. There's a player on Philly named Trevor Zegras who was traded to Philly in the offseason, and he's kind of resurrected his career. He is known for highlight reel goals, and he's a very, very skilled player. So that's the guy to watch on the Philly side. As for the Dallas Stars, I do believe in the proverbial trap game when it comes to hockey. And a lot of times, it's your first game back after a road trip, taking on a team that's maybe a little middle of the road or in the bottom half of the league, and you feel a little too good or a little too comfortable coming home. And so I do have a not major, but I do have a little trap game concern for the Stars. Having said that, nobody has more comeback wins in the NHL this season than the Stars. So yeah. I don't say it with a great deal of urgency or dire feelings, but I do look at the first period of this game tomorrow. Can Dallas start fast, or do they have to find their legs a little bit?
Great stuff, Brian Raid.
Yes, sir.
Down 2-0. You always come back, man. Thank you very much for your time. look forward to catching up with you again soon, man.
We will spray the studio as best we can. We appreciate
I was about
that.
To say, watch out for flies, man.
All right, there he goes, Brian Ray. You can see him. You can see him on the game against Philadelphia.
Yeah, puck drops to 7.
Plus. Yeah, rocking that thing, doing a fantastic job as we roll with that. All right, it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the combo platter, brought to you by Taco Bueno today. The whole lot of platter, actually, is what we're going to call it. Thank you, Taco Bueno, for having us out here. We are at 1528 Brown Trail. Tolos are out here having a good time. Thank you very much. See, Chris, what's great about this is they were like, we want to hear what Brian Ray has to say.
Yeah.
But we're here. You know, I love that about everybody out here today. So that's awesome. Still got some prizes to give away, but it is time for the whole lot of platter, Kevin.
I'm just looking at a picture of it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Look
at
that
good.
Thing.
You want to get as much of it as you possibly can because it is so tasty. I've already had my my whole lot of action today. So I'm good for it. Yes, Kevin, I know you can't hear Kevin talk on radio.
He's doing sign language.
Because he can't talk today, and the bosses told him to shut it down.
They Cat said, got hey. His tongue or the
yeah.
fly got his tongue.
But it is the hotel edition of the combo platter. Now, CA, the combo platter goes as such. Give us a sports opinion and then give us, for today, what's the worst thing about staying at a hotel? And I think there's a lot of different things about staying at a hotel that can really beat you down. You've traveled a lot in your career.
Oh, yeah, lots of hotels.
And one of the things, I don't know if anybody else does this with you, CA, but one of the first things I do whenever I go out of town is I reach out to CA and say, where should I go? What barbecue place should I go to? Because he has a list, and everybody loves a list.
People do love lists.
He has a whole list of barbecue places to check out, and I've gone in Memphis because I travel there a lot. I've gone to every single location you said.
Corky's, yeah.
I have my thoughts, and they're all fantastic options. But what is your sports opinion and the worst thing about staying in a hotel? 877-881-1053. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, my sports opinion is on Monday Night Football when the Cowboys take on the Raiders in Vegas. I think the Cowboys are going to win the game, no doubt. But I think they better watch out for a guy named Ashton Gentry who hadn't done much all season long. But guess what? That's his hometown team.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he wanted the Cowboys to draft him. Just like I was saying, Aaron Donald went up too high. He went up too high, top 10 pick. He's got to break out sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
This could be that game. I'm not saying he's going to. I'm just saying they better watch out for him.
So you're saying this Cowboys defense, which has struggled to stop the pass stop the run, is going to give up a lot of yards
it's possible.
A big game.
I like the new additions.
to a running back.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Chris.
I'm just saying. I picked the Cowboys to win.
You know what? He's not like he's coming home and doing it in front of home crowd.
Right.
But he does know the home crowd's watching. That's
exactly. That's
an absolute
and
fact.
It's the Cowboys, and that's his favorite team. Hotel? Okay. Stayed at a whole bunch of them. The worst thing I have to deal with hotels is the bed. The firmness of the mattress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got a trick back. It's got 4 herniated discs in my lower back, and therefore somebody rear-ended me on the tollway a few years ago. And so therefore, if the mattress is not firm, I can't walk the next day. I am a cripple. So if the bed mattress in the hotel, and you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes I've actually had them come up and bring slats to put in between the mattresses so that I won't be crippled.
Are you serious? Do you ever say, I'm just going to sleep on the floor? Or are you like, no, no?
I actually do better standing up.
Standing up and sleeping?
Standing up. No, not sleeping, but just sitting. Like, certain chairs don't like my back.
Gotcha.
My back don't like certain chairs. So you'll see me stand up a lot. I stand up a lot during Maverick games, and I prefer standing up because of my back.
Now, you used to run a lot.
Yes.
And did you like running?
Yes.
Oh,
here's the deal. I can't trust my back to run.
I'm on
a bike now. Not an exercise bike because that's boring. I have a bike where I ride around the neighborhood.
Do you ever get down to White Rock Lake and ride around there?
No, I don't live
Good.
Close enough there.
Good.
But I've used to go there all the time.
Yeah. No, don't do that because there's chaos.
One thing I will say this. in various neighborhoods, you know, that I've lived in, and I rode my bike. I never ride on the street because I don't trust nobody on the street.
I don't either.
I will ride on the side. There's so many people that won't walk on the sidewalks in the middle of a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm using a sidewalk, yeah. And I will let them know. Beep, beep, coming on the right.
I am definitely a sidewalk rider as well. All right, guys, 877-881-1053. It is time for your combo platter. Kevin, I'm going to read yours since you can't talk. It says, for me, Cooper Flagg will eventually allow Mavs fans to get over Luka. Wow. You think that Cooper Flagg, now, when
he's
you
got
give
the
me,
intangibles, I'm kidding you not.
Give me a distance in time here. Are you thinking like a year before the end of this season?
Speak, Kevin.
Do you think it's going to be 4 years? That's a long time to wait, CA. That's a long time to wait for him to make us forget about Luka. I feel like that's got to happen a little bit faster. You've watched him.
Uh-huh.
You've watched every single one of his home games for sure. What do you see in him when he's on the bench, when he's on the court? How does he control this team, or is he part of this
okay,
team?
Okay, so it's two different styles of play. Luka is a genius offensively. He's like a magician.
He sees things nobody else does.
But not only that, he makes incredible shots. You cannot believe he made that shot.
Right.
Cooper Flagg makes incredible plays just here and there. And when I say here and there, it's not offensive plays. It could be anything. It could be blocking a shot out of nowhere. It could be going up for a dunk. He can't go. Oh my God, the alley-oop to Cooper Flagg. Wait a minute. He did a pump fake hesitation on Giannis and banked it off the glass. I mean, these little things, and you're like, wait a minute, but he's only 18 years old, doesn't turn 19 till December. His game against the Milwaukee Bucks on Monday, he scored over 25 points. The only other rookie at that age to do this was LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in a day and age of instant gratification where fans want to see great, magnificent games every night, or you suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they say, okay, wait a minute. He's not dominating like he fills up the stat sheet all across it, but not like in the category of just scoring points. So, he didn't have a good game. Yes, he did. You have to watch the tape mm-hmm. to see what he did. But also, he's on a team that's full of veterans. He's not the number one pick going to a team that sucks where he has to score 30 points, even though they're getting blown out.
Yeah. And the one thing I told Kevin this week, and maybe it was last week, is the one thing I notice mm-hmm. is every time I look at the stat line, there's no zeros.
No, there's always some
turnovers
stat.
Also, we're going to minimize those turnovers, but there's always a steal or two. A block or two, you know, rebounds.
And he's so composed.
He's doing everything.
He's so composed.
Yes.
He doesn't. I kid you not, this guy, he does not act like an 18-year-old.
Yeah, no, not at all. From the 3-2-1, the Stars will make the Western Conference Finals again, and my worst hotel experience was someone opened the adjoining door in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
I presume while they were Tolo going is the only presumption that I can have there. From the 2-1-4, the Rangers will move on from Marcus Semien and make World champ in this soft rebuild. Okay. Yeah. The worst thing about the hotels are rugs. They feel gross between your toes.
Yeah, no. They need to change those carpets out, man. I can give you a worse surprise I had.
Okay, all right.
So I had to check in late at this hotel late one night. It was in Alabama. I was covering this Auburn versus Mississippi State or somebody. I'm there checking in late. It's after midnight. They give me my key. I go up to the room, and there's somebody in that bed.
Mm-mm.
Fortunately, I did not wake them up. I was like, oh, my God. And so, you know, they gave me another room. But like, how you give me a key to a room that's got somebody in there already?
You know what, CA? Actually, that happened to me.
Really?
When we rented an Airbnb uh-huh. in South Padre.
Right.
And when we got down there, we drove from San Antonio down there, got down there in the middle of the day. I go up to the third floor, and this guy walks off the elevator. I had opened the door and gone in, and it was lived in. Like, this place wasn't clean. There was beer cans everywhere.
Yeah.
And I shut the door, and I was like, Adrian, are you sure this is the right one? And she goes, yeah, I mean, you just used the code to get in. I was like, all right. And then this guy gets off the elevator and walks into the place and then stops and turns around and goes, you guys need some help? I said, yeah, this is our room. And he was like, oh, I have paperwork. And I said, I do too. We both had paperwork.
Wow.
And said we were staying in that place. Called the facility, and we're like, hey, what's going on? They said, the lady that rented this to you has another property in a building right next to it. Go see if it's empty or not. I went over there. It was nicer than the one we had.
Ah.
It was empty. And they said, take that one. And then they gave us 3 days for free. So
excellent.
That turned out to be all right.
Yeah, there
exactly.
You go. That
Thank
worked.
You, whoever that lady was. My combo platter, sports opinion. I think Victory Plus should have us on sometime to fill in, Kevin.
Too.
I think that would be a good option.
Yeah.
I think that would be a much better option. We can do it right now. We'll do it right now. As a mm-hmm. matter of fact, I know we're doing a show. We'll do it right now. Not Kevin, though, because you can't talk, buddy. But you can make these facial expressions on TV, and that's a bonus right there.
Keep your mouth closed. A fly might drop in.
And the worst thing about staying in a hotel is the not having everything you need in your room.
Right.
You wake up in the middle of the night. You're hungover. Yeah. Got a headache. You mm-hmm. gotta go. This is personal. Got to go down to the. You gotta go
the gift shop thing.
You gotta put some clothes on. Yeah. All right. And then you're walking down, and you gotta go into the little gift shop area, and you gotta be like. Where's the Advil? Yeah. And they know.
They know.
And they're like, put your shirt on out, right side out. And then that's all. But
that's
also,
the giveaway.
I also take every pillow in the room. I'll ask for a couple extra pillows.
Yeah.
Because I need more pillows.
I do too.
And they're
I've
always
this
they
one
flatten
pillow.
Out on you out of nowhere. Uh-huh. And you're like, this isn't even, where's the support?
Yeah, the wrong pillows. That's another big one. Because like I told you, my trick back, I got to have a certain kind of pillow that my arm rests on.
See, that's
while
what
I'm
talking
sleeping.
About. And then, Kevin, I think you had also suggested that Jess says having to always ask for another blanket. She should eat.
Yeah.
She needs to bring her own blanket, I think, is what she needs to do. Just throw in a bag. Just and that's Kevin is agreeing with me on that one. So, Jess, if you heard me, that's what I think. Yeah. All right, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the C Block. Corey, where are we going? Well, we're going to have Kyle Yeomans on next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.